At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Because there's nothing like a weekend pause with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, the official podcast of your Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Sam Farber.
Welcome to another edition of the Hornets Hivecast, your Hornets podcast with all the notes, quotes, and daily buzz around your favorite NBA team. I'm Sam Farber, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us once again on the HHC. We are in the midst of training camp, just a few days old, but we've already got some initial takeaways for you. We're also going to talk about some general themes around the NBA and the Eastern Conference in particular when it comes to what inevitably might be the most important ability of all, availability in the NBA. Some of the trend lines and how the Hornets stack up against the rest of the association. And also the differences, stark and important, in terms of this year's camp as opposed to last year. Our ability to cover it, how players are preparing for it. There's so many ways that our world has changed in the last year, the last 2 years, and important to recognize how the team has been able to navigate that and take advantage of it, quite frankly. Help me talk about all of these topics. He's my producer from the Hornets Radio Network, Rob Longo, and from Hornets.com, Sam Perley, here with me on International Podcast Day, because there's a day for everything, and this is the day for podcasts, guys.
Very exciting. Yes, there's tomorrow will probably be something completely different, but today it is all about podcasts, and here we are celebrating accordingly.
Yes, so I hope those of you out there who are searching for a new podcast, specifically because it is International Podcast Day, welcome to the Hornets Hivecast. All right, let's kick things off with our initial training camp takeaways. Rob rules are in effect, so if you are new to this particular podcast, Rob Longo is our producer on the Hornets Radio Network, and the Rob rules are you may not copy anyone else's previous pick. You must pick a unique personal take for this topic. So your initial training camp takeaways, two full days in. Sam Perley, you get to lead it off.
Well, I think the Hornets, I think the biggest thing that kind of stands out to me is how much of an advantage it's going to be to have some continuity and familiarity. I think we've talked a lot about the Miami trip and all the players going down there to get together a few weeks ago. I think that's really good for team morale, team chemistry. But most of your core players were in the system last year. Gordon's been in the system. LaMelo's been in the system. Miles, PJ. A lot of the guys you added were sort of, you know, rounding out the rotation kind of guys. So I think having that familiarity, I think having a little bit more of a relaxed training camp in the sense you're not dealing with all the same COVID protocols last year. And everything was so different last year. There was still no vaccines out or anything. And everyone was kind of navigating it on the fly. So I think that has really, really helped this team a little bit. You can kind of feel a little bit more relaxed, a little bit more preparedness, a little bit more comfort overall. And I think when you feel good, it's naturally going to lead to playing good. So I think so far that comfort, familiarity, sort of just good vibes, good energy, as they say, is kind of sticking out right now through training camp. And it seems to kind of be resonating on the court.
We'll talk more about this topic later on in this podcast as well. But James Borrego, head coach of the Hornets, did touch on this in his kind of initial state of the team getting into training camp.
Yeah, I think this is where continuity comes into play. You know, when you have consistency and continuity, you can build from year to year. You're not starting over and starting, you know, a new system, trying to build a new foundation. That's why you look at the teams that tend to make runs and have success in the NBA. They've played together for a while. They've got a couple years under their belt under the same system. And we've been disciplined and stayed patient with this process. And, you know, we're at a point now where we have pillars in place, we have a foundation in place, and now we can build on that this entire season. And as I said earlier, I feel like we're further ahead now than we've probably been in most years, just because we know each other, we know our system, we know our principles.
Yeah, and again, we will touch on this a little bit later on as well, but there is this core of the Hornets that has been able to be sustained. Sam, I think you talked a couple days ago about how the oldest or the longest tenured Hornet at this stage is Miles Bridges, who is still on his rookie contract. So there has been a lot of turnover in the Mitch Kupchak era running the front office here for the Hornets. Slowly but surely, they've kind of built together this core, and they're able to take advantage of that. Rob Longo, your biggest takeaway from the initial days of training camp?
I would probably say just LaMelo Ball being back and being 100% healthy. I mean, obviously, we knew he was healthy enough last season to come back from that wrist injury, but now he has an entire offseason now into training camp. You would assume, obviously, 150% if you want to consider it that way. And James Borrego said that, well, that's pretty much where he is right now as it is.
He looks, you know, 100%, much more comfortable right now. Just before the injury in L.A., this is, you know, the same Melo. He's got a ton of reps. He's been around the gym this summer. So, yeah, I think it was a tough transition trying to come out of the injury. And obviously, it was to his shooting wrist, which has a major impact. But he's looked good so far in camp, and he'll be ready to go.
Everything kind of felt rushed last year, and probably returning from injury felt rushed as well. But again, just because he was healthy enough to get there, now that he's 100%, I'm really excited to see what Melo can do.
Well, and rushed for the right reasons. He wanted to contribute to the team. He wanted to try and help push them into the playoffs. They were very close. They're honestly one or two wins away from being at least in a much more advantageous position. One win, quite frankly, away from being in a much more advantageous position, being in the play-in tournament. And who knows, maybe those last 10 games, you know, if they go a little bit differently, if more guys are able to come back, it's all water under the bridge now. But I think when you look back just before the injury, LaMelo Ball was shooting 40%+ from three over the course of February and March. He shot 24% from three when he returned in May. So clearly the wrist and his, you know, getting back into the flow of things, it was not 100% for him. But even beyond that, LaMelo Ball, as transcendent a talent as he is, he was still very much a rookie out there. When you look at his plus minus over the entirety of the season, he was a minus player on the floor. So that's not to say that he was not the best rookie in the NBA. He very much was, but he still has a lot of meat left on that bone. He's got a lot of room to grow here. And so it's just exciting to see him get a fresh start, get him a full training camp. All of the positives that can be taken away from that, they're on the table for LaMelo Ball.
And even factoring in, too, he had not played a professional game, since, I think, November of 2019, because he left his team in Australia. So he went over a full year without playing a game, and to kind of get thrust into it, I think, was absolutely sensational how well he played last year. And a lot of it just solely on pure instinct, pure talent, pure feel. I mean, that it's a testament to the kind of talent that he is and the kind of player that he is. And so I think it's really exciting and encouraging for the Hornets this year that now this summer you can regroup a little bit, you've got him healthy, you can start going through more principles, more schemes, more concepts, really get him kind of up to speed in his second season NBA point guard, kind of directing traffic out there. I think that's what they really want to see, is see him becoming more of a game manager. And factoring in, you've got a lot more talent on this roster with more. You got Ish, you got Kelly, you've got a lot of internal growth, you've got rookies, you've got Mason, you've got Gordon back healthy. I mean, you got to make sure everyone's getting involved and everyone's getting into their rhythm and knowing where they want their spots and their sets and things like that. So it's a big undertaking for a 20-year-old point guard, but I think LaMelo is the kind of player that is certainly more than capable of, you know, kind of taking a big jump between his rookie and second season with everything that's going on. I expect a huge, huge jump from him this season.
All those names you mentioned kind of jogs my memory into my big takeaway from the first couple of days of training camp, and that is the ability to bring in rookies in a way that really hasn't been possible for the Hornets the last couple of years. Touched on earlier that Miles Bridges at this point is the longest tenured Hornet. Well, when he was drafted, a later lottery pick, but still a lottery pick, he came in, he wasn't immediately a starter, but he immediately had a pretty significant role. Fast forward to the 2019-2020 season, you bring in a PJ Washington, immediately plugged into the starting lineup. Last season with LaMelo Ball, I think if there was summer league, if there was training camp, even with Devontae Graham here, there's at least a possibility as the number three overall pick, LaMelo Ball could have been plugged into the starting lineup. And of course, as it turned out, he had a huge role from day one and was a starter by season's end. Now this year, things are a little bit more, I think, as you would want them as a team trying to contend for a playoff spot. And that is, everyone's going to have to earn their minutes. And with James Bouknight and Kai Jones, the two first-round picks, we hear rave reviews from what's been taking place on the court. Their talent is evident. There's no doubt about it. But these veterans aren't giving anything to these rookies. If anything, they're giving them what they need, and that is the appropriate level of competition to go out and earn their spots. Terry Rozier, I think, has had the quote of training camp thus far in talking about how he's helping develop one James Bouknight.
Kill him. Gotta kill him. Anybody. You can't take it easy on Brooklyn kid, tough guy, can play. You teach him all the little things, but you get after him in practice, you compete. Because he going to appreciate that more than anything. Nobody gave nothing to me when I first came to the league, and I still appreciate that to this day. Because it shaped me. It helped shape me to who I am.
I love it. I mean, that's exactly what you want to hear from Terry Rozier. I think he obviously came up through a similar, I think Terry was maybe mid, late lottery or something.
He was late lottery. 16th
or something. So
a hair outside the lottery.
Yeah, but came in and nothing was really given to him. I'd have to go back and look at what that Boston roster looked like at the time. But that's the kind of answer and attitude you would expect from Terry Rozier. And I'm sure when we hear from James Bouknight later in the week, he's going to be asked about that, and he's going to say, I love it. You know, that's the kind of style of basketball he wants to play, and, you know, sort of sets a tone in the training camp. You know, if you want your minutes, you know, you might have been this huge star at UConn, and James Bouknight was obviously very, very talented, but I think his role, at least initially in the NBA, is going to be a little bit different as he transitions into the professional ranks. So, you know, these guys like Terry, LaMelo-ish to an extent, I mean, they're all going to provide something and kind of help James put together this initial identity of who he's going to be with the Hornets. But overall, I love that answer from Terry, and I wouldn't expect anything less.
Yeah, that 15-16 Celtics team that he was drafted into, that was the pre-Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward Celtics core that they were trying to work with. That was Avery Bradley, Isaiah Thomas, Marcus Smart. Still, Terry Rozier was a first-round pick, very talented, clearly someone who has, you know, earned everything he's gotten in the game, but he wasn't given everything day one. And you love to see that this Hornets team has gotten to a point as an organization where, as talented as James Bouknight is, and again, we've heard rave reviews from inside the building about what he brings to the table, no one's handing him 25 minutes a game and saying, all right, kid, you know, the floor is yours. You've got to take and earn everything you can away from players like Rozier and Ball and Smith and Oubre and on and on and on to get your time on the floor. All right, those are our biggest takeaways so far from 2 days of training camp. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the most important ability out there on the floor, availability, how the Hornets stack up against the rest of the NBA next here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Be sure to check out the Hornets Fan Shop at Spectrum Center, now open Thursday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Check out all the newest Hornets gear or grab a new pair of J's. It's an easy trip on the light rail, or you can shop from the comfort of your own home 24/7 at HornetsFanShop.com.
Sam Farber, Rob Longo, Sam Perley here with you on International Podcast Day. There's a day for everything, guys. I'm kind of combing through here what days are coming up. Tomorrow, International Coffee Day. Happens that 2 days ago was National Coffee Day, so I think this might be a scheme to get us to buy more coffee, which I don't really need a scheme for that. I'm doing it as it is. We've got National Homemade Cookies Day National Homemade Cookies Day is coming up. Also tomorrow, World Smile Day. So make sure you have a smile on your face tomorrow as you take in all the great Hornets coverage on Hornets.com, and maybe go to Hornets.com also to purchase your tickets for the upcoming season. Opening day of preseason play just days away now. And of course, the Hornets home opener for the regular season, October 20th against the Indiana Pacers. A team worth mentioning here as we talk about availability. One thing that the Hornets have had is a lot of time to nurse some nagging injuries. Of course, at the end of last season, injuries were a huge talking point. Gordon Hayward unable to get back from the foot sprain. LaMelo Ball worked his way back from the broken wrist, but was never really able to regain the form he had just before that fracture. The Indiana Pacers are another team out there that has been dealing with injury. Yeah, they got the win over the Hornets in the play-in game, but they didn't have Miles Turner for it. He had a right toe injury. He missed the full play-in tournament, was able to recoup over the offseason. He's a full go now, but one of their other significant pieces, TJ Warren, he's a huge question mark with a stress fracture in his left foot. And there's teams like the Celtics with Jaylen Brown and Raptors with Pascal Siakam and the Magic with Markelle Fultz and the Knicks with Mitchell Robinson, Heat with Victor Oladipo. There's a lot of questions for the Eastern Conference. Relatively speaking, gentlemen, I think the Hornets are in a really good spot right now to at least have their full complement of players, knocking on wood all over the place here, available to them as they open this season.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you take a look at the way the schedule looks, too, a lot of these teams that the Hornets are playing are already dealing with injuries. I mean, you have Miami early on in the schedule. You have Indiana early on in the schedule as well. So, you know, this is an opportunity for the Hornets to make it through training camp. Like you mentioned, we'll knock on wood one more time to make sure that everybody is staying healthy and gets healthy going into the regular season. And the way that the schedule looks out, you know, the fact that you're able to get off to a quick start with a lot of road games in that first half of the schedule can make a big difference down the stretch.
There is also an elephant in the room that we have not talked about too much here on the podcast, but I think it's worth mentioning because it has been such a nationwide talking point, and that is vaccination rates. Two of the more high-profile players who, to this point, to our recording time now, from what we've heard, are not vaccinated and play in markets where it is required. Andrew Wiggins of the Golden State Warriors and Kyrie Irving of the Brooklyn Nets. The Hornets are visiting both those teams in the first 10 games of the schedule. So there's no reason to project on, you know, what's going to happen when we get to those dates. There's a lot of time between now and then. And the fact remains, when it comes to availability, vaccination rates have something to do with it in those specific markets. And overall, what you are able to do in terms of building up camaraderie and being around teammates, practice times, the rules within facilities, your vaccination rate as a team does have something to do with that.
Yeah, I mean, it factors back into the best availability, or best ability is availability. And I know it's a topic that I think as a nation has been just, it's everywhere right now. And sometimes you come into sports and you kind of look for that release and it's there. And it's just, it's part of it right now. It's part of everyday life. It's part of how we kind of are trying to navigate this pandemic for the last 18, 20 months. And, you know, it's challenging and there's different rules. And, you know, first, if you're vaccinated and you either test positive or you get exposed to somebody that is tested positive, what the requirements are a lot more lenient or forgiving than they are for vice versa. So, you know, we saw it last year, you know, with a couple games where I think, you know, the Hornets had some guys in health and safety protocols. And I think it was the game in against Minnesota here, maybe in mid-February, and canceled shoot around. And the guys didn't get into the arena until like an hour before the game. And it was one of the wilder, weirder games I think I've ever attended, just with the uncertainty of everything going on. But it was sort of embodied all of that last season with just, you never know on a day-to-day basis. So it is something that is not going away really anytime soon in terms of the vaccination versus unvaccinated conversation. So, you know, let's hope it's not a major, major part of this NBA season and, you know, kind of get through it. But it certainly is part of it right now, for sure, as you saw on NBA Media Day a few days ago around the league.
Yeah, to this point from the last we heard, James Borrego talked about it. Head coach James Borrego talked about it earlier in training camp, that this team is on pace to be fully vaccinated. And of course, there are, as we mentioned, all those positives when it comes to what you are allowed to do in-house, in practice facilities, on the road. There's a lot of advantages to that. So we'll continue to monitor that situation. But whether it is vaccination rates or just plain old regular injury recovery mode, things seem to be going in a positive way for the Hornets right now compared to other teams in the Eastern Conference and the NBA as a whole. And as we saw last year, when healthy, the Hornets were a top four, top five team in the Eastern Conference. There are certainly some more additions that have been made to the roster, and you're always rooting for health for everyone. But for the Hornets' sake, when healthy, this was a team that had a lot of positive results compared to the rest of the Eastern Conference and the NBA in general. All right, one segment left to go here on International Podcast Day. Give me a random number, Sam Perley. We'll flip to that day for next month and find out what the International Day will be then. As we come back,
I'll go the 20th, the October 20th, because that's opening night. So what are we celebrating that day as well?
I will tell you after this quick break here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Hornets fans, the buzz is building. For season ticket packages for the 2021-2022 season, call 704-HORNETS or visit hornets.com to chat live with a season ticket representative. Lock in your price today.
Sam Farber, Sam Perley, Rob Longo here with you on International Podcast Day. And there is truly a day for everything. I found this website, nationaltoday.com. And it basically has, I don't know if they're making these up or these are just randomly put in there. They're plucking them from everywhere. But you mentioned you wanted to know what October 20th, in addition to being opening day for the Hornets. Get your tickets now. Go to hornets.com for all the information. It is International Sloth Day. You big fan of sloths, Sam?
Like the animal that lives in the rainforest?
That's it.
It's a very, I know it's like, it's got those, the big claws that go up the tree branch.
That's right.
And going very slow.
Rob, it's World Osteoporosis Day.
So drink your milk.
There you go. National Day on Writing. That's a good day for Sam Perley of Hornets.com.
I'll probably be doing some writing that day, drinking some milk, and I won't be moving slow like a sloth. I'll probably be really excited and fired up for opening night, so no sloth-like behavior for me. But I'll get a good night's sleep the night before. How about that?
All right, back to basketball. How about that? The Hornets here in the midst of training camp, and it's a very different one, obviously, from the one they experienced last year. We've touched on throughout a number of podcasts the changes that this league has gone through, that there just is some more time built into the calendar. Last year, there was the draft. Players were selected, and 2 weeks later, they were playing basketball, essentially. This season, much different, a much more traditional timeline. Not one-to-one, not exactly what we're used to, but the draft coming in a more normal time. Training camps coming after summer league. All those things kind of coming more into focus. And we've had a couple of players touch on how things have kind of come back to normal. Kelly Oubre talked about being able to actually get prepared for camp this season as opposed to last year, where he was traded and moved around a little bit, and then he didn't have time to really unpack his bags. It was just, hey, welcome to town. You're a Golden State Warrior now. There's the basketball kit going on this. So Kelly Oubre talked about the differences and the advantages that come with this season.
Yeah, it makes the biggest difference. Me being able to adjust. You know, I didn't really have that adjustment period last year because once I got traded, you know, I was right to work. So I've been here before the season, before training camp, and, you know, I've been blessed enough to have sit-downs with coach, have, you know, bonding time with the guys, and pretty much just everybody getting on the same wavelength.
Yeah, Kelly Oubre, just a really kind of a unique situation for him last year. He was part of that Chris Paul deal going to Oklahoma City, and I think the plan was to move him somewhere, but in the wake of Klay Thompson's injury in Golden State, I think they kind of they needed to fill somebody in. I think it was the end of free agency. I kind of forget the timeline last year, but, you know, he kind of got rushed in there and forced into position. That happened so fast for him. And talk about another guy that's come back from injury is Kelly Oubre. He kind of dealt with a nagging wrist injury throughout most of last season that effectively ended his year. I'm not sure if he needed surgery or anything. And he said he's 100% healthy on media day. So I think just being able to kind of reset and have some time to feel out a new city, feel out a new organization. Gordon Hayward went through this last year too. It felt like he just had no time. I think he was even, you know, living in a hotel for a little while, just, you know, away from everything. So I think the off the court stuff kind of being a little bit more settled with guys moving everywhere and figuring out where they're going to live and things like that, I think that plays a big role in how you perform on the court. Things just feel a lot calmer this year than they did last year. I know last year was kind of out of necessity. It just had to be done the way they had to kind of get this in order to get back on track for this season. So it's great to hear that Kelly seems a little bit more at peace, I guess. He seems a little bit more calmer just based on kind of the crazy situation he was thrust into last year.
Yeah, and last year for the Hornets, it's not just the players who are coming into a new market having to adjust, but the players who are going to play with them adjusting to them. In Gordon Hayward and LaMelo Ball, I mean, those are two of the most significant players on the team, not just because of the points and statistics they provide, but how they handle the basketball there. I mean, they've got their fingerprints on almost every possession out there, or probably every possession out there for the team. So getting used to playing with them was a huge thing. One team last year that was probably impacted by the COVID protocols and just the way the schedule was put in, more so than any other, was the Washington Wizards. They had a big chunk of their season where they went into quarantine and couldn't play, and Ish Smith was a part of that one. So he talked about the differences from last year to this year and the importance of team building, getting prepared for a new season.
People don't understand, like, that's a lot of talented teams. Everybody, all 450 of us can play. But the camaraderie, the team building that you have, and that you build throughout on the road, at home, being able to go to each other's houses and chill, play video games, hang out with each other's families, then on the road, kind of spending time, let's go grab something to eat, let's go. That's all, you know, last year was dead, you know, simply because of all the things that was going on, and rightfully so. We had to move in a safe way, and I thought the NBA did a great job, the teams did a great job holding everybody accountable. But now with a different year and things getting, you know, relatively better, now you can kind of build that camaraderie, hang out with each other, do certain things, you know, to build that camaraderie that goes a long way and allows you to kind of push through those tough times during the season. And like I said, hopefully push on through the playoffs.
I really hang on what Ish says. And when he says something like that, I believe him. I mean, I'm sure that's something that he really missed out on last year, especially being a veteran, bouncing from team to team, trying to get to know his teammates a little bit better off the court. Because kind of like what Sam alluded to just a few minutes ago, I mean, if you think about us, I mean, if you're driving to work and something is, you know, you had a bad day at home, you spilled your coffee on your shirt or something like that, it's going to affect you at the workplace as well. Just because these guys are professional athletes doesn't make it any different. So, you know, the fact that things are looking up a little bit better, and based on what James Borrego said with the team being 100% vaccinated and the way that Ish is one of those veteran guys that wants to get to know his teams better, then that's something that I think is going to go a long way on and off the court.
And the Hornets really got a head start in that vein with the team trip to Miami, not just veterans showing up there, but the entire roster getting together, getting a head start here on training camp, which seems to be, by all accounts, off to a really good start. Only 2 days old, many, many more days to come, and the games are going to get started just a couple days from now. Monday the 4th is the opener to the preseason schedule. Hornets will be on the road at Oklahoma City, and that will be the date of our next podcast with a special guest, Ron Boone, new beat writer for the Charlotte Observer. He will make his Hornets Hivecast debut. We look forward to talking to him and getting everyone up to speed for game one of the preseasons. The Hornets visit Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's going to do it for us here on International Podcast Day. Thanks to Sam Perley and Rob Longo for being along for the ride. Thanks to all of you for tuning in. If you're a first-timer who found us here on International Podcast Day, thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to talking to you again next time here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Thanks for listening to the Hornets Hivecast. For more coverage, visit Hornets.com.